This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. John, how important is it to remember as we're teaching the subtle distinction between teaching our children the doctrines and commands of the Bible versus teaching them about God's greatness as seen in the Bible?
I don't think the kids will ever hear the commandments for what they really are, namely a loving doctor's prescription for what will bring life and joy, if they don't know the God behind the commandments. We simply must help them see and feel the wonder that they've been created, that they are sustained, that they are redeemed by a personal, loving, glorious, omnipotent, all-wise, all-sovereign God. And then the do's and don'ts will fall into a more proper place. But if you only have do's and don'ts with children, that will become law. And the Bible says very plainly, nobody is justified by the law. And if we only relate to God in, he gives me do's, I try to do them, oh, I hope he likes me today because I did more of them, we won't ever know the true God of the Bible. So somehow, even from the beginning, we must model for them and then teach for them the greatness of God. And I want to acknowledge how hard this is, because mainly when you're training a child, a little teeny child, it is do's and don'ts. Don't touch that. Eat that. Don't do that. Eat that. You know, you have to do do's and don'ts all the time. So what you have to supplement that with is a personality and a verbal expressiveness that God is great. God is good. So that they see thankfulness and joy and exultation in mom and dad, and then they begin to hear, oh, it's related to God. God is why mom and dad are happy. God is why mom and dad hug me. God is why mom and dad feed me. God is why mom and dad sing in the kitchen. And then the do's and don'ts begin to take their proper place.
John, for the vast majority of Christian parents, we want the best for our children. We want them to know and love God with all their hearts. And yet we've often failed miserably to teach and model for them a life of faith. And perhaps you could pray for each parent who is listening right now.
Father in heaven, I'm still a parent and always will be a parent. And I feel a camaraderie with the parents that are out there. I felt so inadequate. I've had to walk in with tears in my eyes to my 15-year-old son and apologize for some awful thing that I said. I've had to ask Talitha for forgiveness even at 8 years old because I raised my voice in a way that was totally out of proportion to what she had done, and she broke out into tears. So, Lord, I know what it is to need forgiveness, and I pray, first of all, for forgiveness for parents where we failed, and that we'd have the humility, Lord, to both go to you with our confession and go to our children, even little ones, and say, Mommy and Daddy are not perfect. We have failed. We're sorry. Would you forgive us, with teenagers and with little ones? So, Lord, forgive parents for their failures. And then, Lord, I pray that you would give great grace and wisdom. Just grant to every parent long-suffering patience with their children, and give them wisdom. Give them biblical insight. Give them love. Give them firmness. My father used to always say to my mother, be firm and sweet, be firm and sweet. May the right combination of firmness and sweetness grip the parents and enable them, Lord. And I pray that they would have the discipline, that parents would have the discipline to turn off the television, get up, and go meet the child's needs. Lord, help us to do the necessary disciplining of our children by having the necessary discipline for ourselves to bless them and discipline them. Lord, give help. We're a needy group, we parents, and we ask for forgiveness for our failures, help for our needs, and that our children would come to know you and love you and lead productive lives that exalt Jesus Christ. In his name I pray. Amen.
Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself and explore more questions today at desiringgod.org.